You're listening to That Park Life podcast.
From attraction deep dives
to resort rundowns
to cast member chats, they're here to help you live that park life.
Here they are now,
Beth and Greg.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to That Park Life podcast with the newly invented part bionic woman, Beth. Beth survived. She's here. We're all back.
We're all back.
Are you part
bionic?
We're
all doing well. I'm not part bionic. I didn't get parts put in yet.
Dang.
That'll be the next time I get all jacked up. But my goal is to not do that.
Okay. That's fair.
So who knows? I mean, it's definitely like surgery hits you hard in your older years. I don't remember it being this hard, but honestly, I don't know. It was so long ago. But I'm doing great, everyone. Thanks for all of you who have reached out and sent messages to me via Instagram. We are doing great. We're on the mend. Had a first rough few couple days. But yeah, after that, I would say I'm doing well. It was weird because I, something else that I told Doug, I was like, it's kind of sad because everyone's like, so you're like really healthy. Like you're like the healthiest person we've seen today. I heard that many times in like different settings, even like pre-op and stuff. And I'm like, I guess just people are really sick. I mean, I know obviously it's like you're in these situations where people are sick, but they're like, so you don't have like this, like you're not on this medication. You don't take any of the, I'm like, no, you know, don't really have history of yada, yada, yada. So it was nice to hear that.
Okay.
Because I always feel like sometimes you just feel like so unhealthy, but that's usually why I like to get my blood work done every year. Because I'm like, I just need that reminder that I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
It was nice to hear that a lot of times that I was really healthy and that I almost passed out a lot because I have a healthy cardiovascular system. It's that. But anyways.
Well, we're glad you're okay. We're glad you're feeling better.
We're back.
I'm glad that you're able to record today. No one else can see you right now but me. But I'll let you all know, everyone. She's propped up with some pillows, but she's here. She's doing well.
I have color in my face.
Yes.
I look great. I actually have lost a little bit of weight, so that's nice.
Okay,
I
bonus.
Needed to. So far, even though I like feel like I haven't eaten super great because, you know, you get some comfort food.
Yeah.
People bring you lots of food.
Yeah.
But I've done pretty good. But yeah, you've done some Disney things. You celebrated by going and doing a bunch of fun Disney things while I had surgery. So I want to hear all about
it's
it.
It's all about balance. You know, I figured you were out of commission, so I was going to be super in commission.
He's like, I'm taking my dog with me. We're doing it all.
Yes. So we did a little 2-night staycation over at the fort. And I also want to follow up on, I guess, part 2 of my adventure of eating at the Grand Californian Cafe real quick. So I went there not too long ago. So I think the last time we recorded, we talked about it. And I had gotten the burger there and the fries. I said everything was good. But I didn't get the cake because we were going from Magic Kingdom, I mean, from the resort, from the restaurant to Magic Kingdom. I thought it'd be too much to eat. But this time, the only thing I was doing after my burger and fries was getting that dang cake. We were not going to the park.
Cake.
We were only going to go home right after. So I finally got, so this is the Grand Floridian Cafe, is the table service, one of the table service restaurants in Grand Californian, over at the Grand Floridian.
Grand Floridian. We're in
Florida.
California
on the brain, everyone. We were just talking about D23 event in our Pat Chat.
That's true. And also we talked about Balzac.
Yes.
Anyway.
A toy from the 90s. Don't give us another dirty and disgusting review, everyone.
If you don't know what we're talking about, look it up. And if you do, you're a real one.
Yes.
That's all I got to say.
But anyway, I got this cake. And it is, if you saw a photo of it on our story, if not, this is what it is.
I saw a photo.
Cookies and cream chocolate layer cake. It's $9 glorious dollars. Okay, it's 100% worth it. I would get this again for that price. It is layers of chocolate cake, cookies and cream cheesecake, chocolate ganache. It's also available a la mode. I did not get the scoop of ice cream. I just wanted the unfiltered.
Okay, so now you have to go back and get the scoop of ice cream.
Then I'm going to go back a third time. They're going to put hot fudge and whipped cream on top.
Take a friend with you that also eats that and that you can share it with so that can actually get.
We were with people who were on the fence about dessert. And normally, like, if I'm like, maybe a little bit, well, like, let's just get something and share it. Because our server, you may remember me mentioning last time we talked about this, that she said it was a pretty generous helping. So as we're getting ready to order dessert, someone at our table wasn't quite like fully on board. I said, listen, I would offer to share mine, but I'm really just not interested. I'm going to eat the whole thing. I'm so sorry.
At least you're true. Like, at least you're honest about it.
Didn't want to lie.
Joey doesn't share food.
But delicious. Would absolutely get it again.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, but what about in comparison to the 7-layer cake that used to be at the top of the world?
Oh, nothing beats that. But the best part about this whole experience is I'm now a proud owner of one permanent crown. And I'll repeat this here, as I've been saying, and everyone's tired of hearing it.
Yay!
I thought I deserved a crown. I didn't necessarily mean one in my mouth. But So I can chew on one side of my mouth and everybody. I still have one temporary on the other side. But we're getting there. We're halfway there. But I was able to chew the burger and not like a rabbit.
Still on a journey.
Still on the journey, but I've made progress.
What was on top of the burger? I feel like what you showed, because you didn't get the bun. So what was it?
Pepper jam. And then there was a piece of deep fried brie on top.
That's what it was.
Ooh.
I was like, what is that little golden brown thing that I'm seeing?
Gosh. Every time I took a bite, I had to whip out my fan and fan myself off because it was too hot to handle that
brie. Sweating like a whole inch.
My goodness. exactly. yes, we did do a two-night staycation at the Fort Wilderness in a cabin, obviously. And I posted something to our story, but I'd like to elaborate a little bit on it.
Okay.
So as usual, I do like a quick little tour around and of the cabin. But this time around, I mentioned that there was something new. And that new thing was on the bunk bed. So instead of a regular mattress, it was just a rectangular piece of foam. It wasn't even, and don't get me wrong, the bed that I sleep on every night at home is a memory foam mattress,
yeah,
but at least it looks like a mattress,
yeah,
right? It's got like the cover around it, like, and it's, okay. This was literally a cut piece of foam on the bed.
Yeah.
And of course the sheets were tucked in. And the reason why I knew is because Nicole always checks for bed bugs. We have never found any bed bugs, but that's kind of the point, right?
Well, and they had them there, so.
Yeah, well, everyone, like, has them, right? I don't know if you were following along, Max, this is Max Kennedy on his Instagram when he was here in a not Disney hotel. There were actual bed bugs in this off-property hotel he was staying at. So although we check, like, since then, we're always a little bit more diligent in checking. So the thing was, we did not find bed bugs, but there were a few insects on the primary bedroom mattress. Like three or four in different locations of the mattress. And they're like 100% definitely not bed bugs. I feel like I just want to stress that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't need the hysteria, everyone. They were not bed bugs.
Yeah.
But they were, you know, it's Florida. There's going to be insects.
Right.
But we were like, I don't know if I really want to sleep here. Because we found them without looking. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So we're like,
what else is it like rolling around in here?
We did call that in. I did call the front desk and explain to them what was going on, which I know I don't like calling the front desk. And by the way, you call the front desk now on the phone, like it doesn't actually call the resort. It goes to an off-site. It's still Disney World, but just off resort.
You're not talking to anyone that's at the front desk.
No. But they know who you are. They have the call already. Like they know it was me calling from this cabin number. So like you don't have to explain your life to them. They know where you're calling from and maybe what you've been calling about. But they, I mean, super quick, this was almost 9 o'clock at night by the time we decided that we just wanted to change rooms. It was, honestly, it was pretty painless. I was able to repack up our car in less than 20 minutes, and there was another cabin available like five or six cabins down the road. So,
okay,
no big deal.
And y'all had Reba? You had Reba?
We had Reba, yes. So obviously she was maxing out. She's just now recovering because she goes all out. She's max effort the whole time.
Got to pee everywhere. You got to mark everything you can, all the things.
We happen to
hold on. So did the mattress have a mattress pad on it?
No, it was literally just a mattress with the sheet over it. And then that's why I'm like, this is so bizarre. So our new, the cabin we got traded to, it was a normal thing. And I always bring my, as we'll talk about, I always bring my mattress topper. That's one of my hotel room hacks. Get ready. We have a much longer and in-depth list than just Greg talking about his mattress topper. But I'm a big fan. So I did get to put that out. But we were in Loop 2600, and so was a listener. Shout out to Jody. Thanks for saying hi.
Nice.
But we had a great view, a front row seat to the construction going on the 2500 Loop, which is just across the road, because that's where they were carting off the cabins on the trucks.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I better post this because I found out they were doing it that day. And I want to you got to like beat the system, be the first one out there. I don't know if I was the first one, but that video got a lot of shares, which is nice, which means people were talking about it. But it was fun to watch just cabin after cabin go by on the flatbed.
So you said the new cabin, though, had a regular mattress on that bed.
Yeah, a normal mattress.
Okay, so what I think happened was they needed a new mattress, and they're like, we're not putting money into that because these are literally about to be hauled off.
Yes.
So
that's what we assume. They're at the end of their days, and I get that, but it's a kid's. And it wasn't uncomfortable,
they're like, hopefully some kid won't, you know.
I was just more frustrated with the presentation because I did like lay it. Once I saw it was foam, I was like, let me just like lie down. And it wasn't bad. It just was strange looking.
That also seems like it'd be really hot to sleep on there too.
It's not like a cool type one.
So you got to see some things being hauled off.
Yeah, that was a fun time. And it looks like that loop, the 2500 loop, is going to be the first one because they had a whole bunch of signs like no photo, no photography. Once you go past the gate, I didn't break any rules by taking photos of where I was standing.
Oh, okay.
But you can watch them. So we were standing there watching them do some work on the old cabins. So they tear away the lattice fencing on the side and you can just see they're just cabins on blocks. And yeah. a certain website that delivers Walt Disney World news, and they deliver that news today, had incorrectly stated in their article that they are putting the cabins on blocks to prepare them to be hauled away, but they're just always on
they're
blocks.
They're just always on blocks.
Yeah, the new cabins, though, we got to tour the new cabin, they showed us how they're going to attach it to the ground, basically, and it is so very... They're driving, huge rods first into the ground.
Yeah.
And then they're like locking them on with this cement stuff. I'm not a mechanic here or any type of designer. And what's I'm looking for? Engineer. Nothing. None of that, right? But they're welding it. Like, it's a whole different process this time around.
More stable.
Yeah, more permanent. Although it's been years and nothing's ever happened, but they're going the more safe route this year, this time around. But one thing happened, other than us having to change rooms, which I think we've done only one other time in our days staying at Disney. We had to change a room once. There was an off smell in a room. Ugh. But anyway.
You're like, yeah, there's a dead body smell coming from.
It was.
Was it like a squirrel died somewhere?
No, here's what it was. So when we stayed, when Bay Lake Tower reopened, like as all the resorts did right after COVID, first the DVC resorts opened and then the rest. We stayed there. It was like the last weekend in June. We stayed there. And this was 2020. And it was a bad smell. We were only staying one night. So whatever. But then we went back a month later and we had a two-night stay and it smelled just as bad. We're like, I'm not doing two nights here. So they did move us. And we're like, this is going to sound strange, but we had this exact, of all the rooms you could have given us, we happened to get this exact same room and it has the exact smell. Like, it's possible no one else stayed in it. This was when no one was staying in resort.
I wonder what it was.
Who knows? Could have been a
dead squirrel. What did it smell like? I need to know what the smell was like.
Funky.
I know, but that doesn't help me.
It might have been
milky socks or.
it was more like, I genuinely don't know.
Mildewy?
Something that maybe was rotting. It could have been someone maybe dropped something behind some, like a food item. I really don't know. I don't think it was a lack of cleaning. I think something was stuck somewhere that shouldn't be there. Yeah. But anyway, something happened during this stay that has never happened before. And that is, we are home now. Like, I'm home. The next, we checked out later that day. I was going to do something and I went to go look at the time. So I oh my gosh, where's my watch? Oh my gosh. I left my watch, my smartwatch, in the cabin. And unfortunately, I left something else there. And that was Nicole's handmade anniversary card to me. And it's actually really, I'm not going to share it because it's a bit personal, but we've been playing the Connections game, the New York Times Connections. So she made a custom Connections game for the front of the card that has 16 phrases. And I had to figure out what the connection, and of course, it was all inside jokes and things we do.
Cute.
But anyway, so if you've never lost anything before at Disney, or maybe it's been a while and you're curious what that process is like, it's so easy. One, you don't have to call and talk to anybody, which is the millennial way to do things. So I was very happy. I didn't know the website, but I knew that there is one. So if you Google Disney Lost and Found, it takes you right to the website. All I had to do was just put where I lost, saw the item. And if it asks you, once you get to the point where you tell that it's a resort, you choose your resort and then you put in your room number. So I put in my cabin number, the one I saw it last, what it was. I didn't even mention the card. I just put my watch because I figured they would have just thrown it out. And within 3 hours, I got an email back saying your item was found. Do you want it shipped to you? Do you want it held? Or there's another option. I forget what it was. So I was like, hold it, because I live here, right? So it's not far. So perfect. I'll just go on the way into work the next day and pick it up. And so I went to Fort the next morning and sitting there in the lobby while they go back to retrieve it. And the guy comes out and he's like, so was it your anniversary? I was like, oh, no. Aww. Did you read the card? So very nicely he brought it. So I got to, we were talking and I was like, I was so grateful. I also left my watch, because if I left just the card, it may have appeared as if I didn't care about the card, which I did.
Yeah.
So we joked that it was a marriage saver that I left something important to me as well as the card, which is also important to me, but clearly would also be important to me.
Right.
Whew, crisis averted, everybody. But super, super easy process.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty
good
sure
to know, then.
If you elect to have it sent to you, I don't think they charge you for that. I think they just ship
it
to
you. I doubt they charge you for shipping. Yeah. I was like, what if it's like an auction? So they're like, oh, you still like, once you get through the different levels of them making sure it is you that stayed there, then they're like, all these items pop up. Yeah. It's like, is this your item? Is this your item? You basically just get to go shopping.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You're like, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's what I left. Anyway, good stuff. Well, it sounds like y'all had a really good time.
Yeah, we had a great time.
When is your next, like, what's your next trip?
There's not a lot on the calendar. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
I have some family in town coming up in April. And then the next thing on the calendar is 4th of July. We'll be staying somewhere. As we always do, we just try to avoid the firework bonanza that happens in the neighborhood. So we are staying not at Fort, but we're staying somewhere 4th of July. And then otherwise, potentially a Disneyland trip. If I convince myself I'm going to D23, we'll see.
I think you should just do
That's
it.
That's in August.
So YOLO, Greg. YOLO.
I know. Got to tell YOLO to the bank account, but
that's true.
We'll see. We shall see.
Shall we get into our topic of the day?
Yeah, big topic. Big top. This big top. Week is our hotel room hack. So this was born out of an Ask Beth and Greg question. Mm-hmm. So thank you, anyone who submits a question. We're happy to address them, happy to answer if we can. And I thought this was a good episode. This could be a full episode as opposed to just kind of tossing an answer to this in the middle or beginning of an episode. So the question was basically, what are your hotel room hacks? What do you bring to the room to make it more comfortable? What do you do? How do you keep it quiet or dark? Or just how do you increase your comfort? Like, how do you maximize your time in your Disney hotel room while you're here? And this could apply to any hotel, essentially, right? But we're kind of approaching this from the frame of mind as we're staying in these hotels to go to the parks here in Disney. So we've come up with our lists of things that we do, and we also put the question out there to Instagram and got quite a few responses.
Yeah,
so many.
A lot now, of people
we're,
had hacks.
We're not going to be able to read all of them because so many of them were repeats, which is just a good to show that these are really things that people do that seem to be really successful. So we have a little list of hacks submitted by you all as well.
All right. I'm going to start off with my first one, and that is, I think you have this too, like bring things from home.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of go down my list of the things that we bring from home. You know, I think this can be for families, may not be for families. I don't know. It's just typically it's the two of us. It's Doug and myself. If we're staying on property or staying at a hotel by ourselves. Some of the big things that I like try to remember, because every time like we've gone, it's like, okay, next time I'm going to bring that. Our main thing is like, I like to bring a small thing of dish soap and a sponge to clean. So if you have any kind of like dish type things that you need to clean, because I'll tell you, I like to make protein shakes for breakfast in the morning. Mm. That's like something that we like to do. And so a lot of times, one of the things that I will do is kind of pre-make my powder stuff before I come. So like if I know how many days I'm going to be there, I'll put all of the, because I have a bunch of different things I put in my shakes. I'm like protein powder. I use like cacao powder. I use maca powder. I use like fiber powder. Like I just have a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So I make those like pre-made things. In like just Ziploc bags so that I have those already done. I'm not having to have a bunch of different things. And then we bring our Nutribullet. So that's like the main thing that we bring.
Okay.
And I don't like, I don't really know if it's super loud for other people to hear that, but I don't feel like I've ever like been in one of their hotel rooms and heard like something like that going off in another room. So so we do bring that because we just get like fresh ice from, in the mornings I just go get fresh ice to make my smoothies with. So we bring our Nutribullet, so then I have to have those cups with us and I need something to clean it with. And so a few times I went and was like, why haven't I brought anything? So basically what we bring is like, I have a silicone dish drying mat.
Okay.
So that's nice just to kind of put out on the countertop, because then you can just sort of put, even if you want to wash your water bottles at night when you get back, you have soap to do that. And then you have like a drying rack basically to put them on. And that's really collapsible because it's just like a rolled up, it's a silicone mat. So
okay.
Easy for drainage and cleaning and stuff like that. And then I usually bring like a kitchen towel just because if it's like something you need to, you know, you want to dry off or whatever, I do bring a kitchen towel for that. I also bring disposable cups because a lot of times if like we need to make a shake or something and we need to like leave the room and I don't want to carry that with me, I'll just make sure I have a disposable cup and then I'll just throw it away before I, you know, get on the bus or wherever I need to go and I need to throw it away. The other thing I always like to bring is travel cutlery. Because like cutlery in a lot of the places that you go, it's just crappy.
It is, yes.
So they make like really, there's like really cool, really cheap travel cutlery like sets that you can buy. And so I always make sure I bring that because sometimes we need it in the car and sometimes you need it in your hotel room and you just want like a good fork and a good knife and a good spoon and you're not wanting to, you know, have to like trek back to the the hub area of like your hotel, the lobby area. What am I thinking of? The food court. To get cutlery and stuff like that. So I usually always make sure I pack that stuff, and then it's easy to clean because I already have my dish soap and stuff like that. I always bring a roll of paper towels. I'm like, just throw a roll of paper towels in there. You just never know. So always bring that. Always bring like wipes. We always bring like, you know, regular hand wipes, and then we bring sanitizing wipes.
Okay.
I do bring sometimes a collapsible dirty clothes hamper. I did see somebody mention that. Yeah. And I was like, yes, they make them where they're just like flat and you can stick them at the bottom of your suitcase. So if you need that, because like a lot of times most of the time we drive. So sometimes it's just kind of easy to throw that in the back of the car when you're done for the thing for the end of the week. So I will bring that, and then a collapsible fan for air circulation,
yes.
Because we'll talk about a little bit more about the air stuff, but there's not a lot of airflow. Like when the air's on, I feel like you don't even know it's on really. In a lot of the hotel rooms, like on property, and I mean, no, off property, it can be different, but having that fan is just nice because I know that a lot of the on-property ones are like set to motion too.
Yep.
So like if there's no motion in the room, the air is not on and you just need to have some airflow going, because nothing annoys me more than like if you wake up in the morning and you need something that's like you hung up to dry and it's still damp.
Yep.
Like even your shower towels, I'm like, this isn't dry yet. Like gross. Because then it just sits all day and like it just gets gross. So I have this really cool collapsible fan that I take to the beach. Like it fits in my beach bag, it fits in a suitcase, it's perfect. I mean, it's pretty flat. I would have to like show you a picture of it, but has a little remote with it and it's perfect for just keeping airflow going. Plus, it's one that oscillates, so that's kind of some movement. So we're always like, well, maybe this will keep the airflow, like the air on, because there's movement going. I don't know what sets off the sensors in those rooms. Do you know?
Motion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess if like there's an oscillating fan, then that would show motion.
Kind of, yeah.
So
some people will get a balloon and leave it there. Yeah. That works too.
Yeah. So whatever you got to do to like hack the system. but that's like our main bring from home. So what are like some other things that you like to bring from home?
Yeah. And before I mention my list, I would assume that there's probably someone out there thinking, well, Greg, you're going to name all these things, but you're local.
Yeah.
So not only are you driving, but it's like a 25 minute drive.
Touche.
But I will say, that everything I'm going to mention are things that we brought with us before I lived here and are still things I actively bring, like when we do our Disneyland trip, which is a flight away, right? We don't drive from Florida to California.
Yeah. Side note, he will stick these things in his suitcase.
Yes. For real.
So.
So here's just a couple of things that I bring. I mentioned earlier in the ep that I do bring my mattress topper. Listen, I think sleep is important. You are running around the parks probably. And although I do think the beds are generally comfortable, I've gotten really accustomed to soft as a cloud sleep. And that's what I like. So I designate kind of a large chunk of one of my suitcases when I'm flying to my mattress topper. So it is actually just a twin size because Nicole doesn't care either way. So I'm not going to pack, you know, either a
like
queen
a
or
one.
A king size thing. It's just it's the size of a twin. So I roll it up, sit on it. And I have like these big strings that I tie. So like I get it as compact as humanly possible. Now you could go even a step further and do like the vacuum seal bags.
Yeah.
But which we used to do. But what we realized is when we got to Disney, there was no way to vacuum it for the way home. Even though we used to stay in rooms that had vacuums, they weren't the type that you could put the hose up. They were just like the regular stand up thing. So other
they do
than
make little
sit
like
on
devices
it,
now, but that's just like, then you would have to have another device.
Yeah.
But
so
anyway.
I do put my mattress topper in my suitcase, and it is the best. I really do think that it results in quality sleep, and that's what's important to me.
Okay.
Additionally, I bring a lot of stuff for food prep, which is not unique, right? I mean, you mentioned your Nutribullet and maybe your prepped stuff for your smoothies, which is a great idea. I just recently started drinking a smoothie every day instead of like my eggs in the morning, and I love it. So
well, it's nice because you can put like fresh fruit in them, and so that, you know, doesn't always have to be in like the refrigerator, or you have a little refrigerator, you know, it's like a banana can sit out.
Yeah, that's fine. That's low maintenance, right? That's
blueberries
that's why
I can
like
throw
it
in the little fridge. So, you know, it's nice.
That's what we did to Ford. I brought a blender and at least with the cabin, you don't share walls, right? So I wasn't worried because it gets loud. Like I brought my full size blender, but we also have a trail. Anyway.
I also don't feel bad if there are people that are loud. Like when we're trying to go to bed and people are loud beside us, I'm like, that's fine. I'm going to be doing my Nutribullet first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Honestly,
suck it.
Do it.
Anyway.
You put it on to the suck it level.
Yeah. Like make it
smoothie
extra loud in this concrete jungle.
So I bring some food prep stuff, and those of you that have been listening for some time, this won't be a surprise to you all, but I have long brought an electric skillet with me. Mm-hmm. I have since changed from, by the way, electric skillet is exactly what you think that it is. It's kind of like that kind of like deep-ish wok kind of thing.
Skillet.
Yeah, with the lid and the thing, like the plug. Okay.
I feel so, like it should be your nickname at this point.
I've swapped
Greg
from
the electric skillet
because it tends to, if I'm cooking something that I need to cook evenly, it cooks a little unevenly. So instead, I bring a countertop burner with me. It's convection. And I bring my little countertop burner and two frying pans. If I'm going for a while, it might be three, but it's usually two. And if you're wondering, well, those are pretty heavy. Yeah, they are. And I balance that out. I find a way. I have never exceeded the weight limit on the planes. I don't even really come close. So my countertop burner, my two frying pans, and I also bring like the rubber, like spatula things, right? Yeah. Like the mixers.
Yep.
And some empty containers like the Ziploc or the Betty Crocker brand or whatever from Dollar Tree, right? Like, who cares? Because I know I'm going to prep food, but I'm going to need to store them somewhere.
Right.
And extra Ziploc bags and all that stuff. So I bring that so I can cook when I'm there. But then I also bring dry foods like pasta or rice, like some type of cereal or like those types of snacks that don't need to be held in any type of temperature-controlled area. My fruit strips, my peanut butter. And usually when we get to wherever we're going, we do some grocery shopping. If it's here, we bring food with us. But if we're flying, we will get food, more on food in a minute. I bring refillable bottles so that I'll have something to drink out of in the room. And of course, I'm taking them with me to the park. But I just try not to buy bottled beverages when I'm there because they're way more expensive on property than if you had bought and brought with you. I bring a separate blanket, and this is not for the bed, right? This is for when I'm lounging. Because I always think like when we come back to the room for like middle of the day nap, I don't like to get in bed because I feel like that's just for sleep. That's the game that I play. I try to make sure that for me, in order for me to fall asleep, like bed means sleep. So yeah. I don't want to like use the covers, and I'm usually like in park clothes and stuff. So I'll just have like a separate blanket to like, get comfy with. That's not the bed, which is great. It's like a fleece, like from Kohl's. Of course, I have an Avengers
something
one because I'm a grown man, and another one that's just a bunch of like Mickey and Pluto and stuff all over it. Obviously, I bring if it's a room that you can't do the cast to, so like if it's not the one that has the built-in Chromecast in it, like the newer rooms do, some of the older rooms don't. Fort, as an example, doesn't in the cabins right now. I'm sure the new ones will when they debut in July. So instead, I bring my little dongle, if you know what I'm saying, and it just plugs into my phone. One end is a USB-C, and the other end is HDMI, so I plug it into the TV, and it mirrors my screen, so I'll stream anything I want from my phone. Like directly.
That's a good idea.
Which is
great. I usually just have like my iPad with me or whatever.
That's the thing, yeah.
But then a lot of times we just like, we'll try to find stuff on the TV. It's weird. It's like
me.
We never watch cable, but for some reason we'll be like, I don't know, just put something on. Also, I love, excuse me, I love the resort TV. Like I just love the, like the sound of that. And then sometimes we'll just watch the like Disney Resort channel where it goes through different things.
We want to make sure we're catching up on Drag Race, or we've been going through yet again The Office. So like we want to maintain our nightly routine. And so we accomplish that by either casting or bringing an extra wire from a phone. I always bring extension cords because I've experienced it where my phone cord doesn't reach the wall, especially
that's a good
the bunk
one.
Bed. It's just so helpful to bring because you never know what you need to plug in.
Doug always brings a surge protector.
Yep. Smart.
So that's like another good thing but I forgot about extension cords. Extension cords and surge protectors are good.
Very
good. Because nowadays I feel like we all have so much stuff that we plug in.
So much stuff, yeah.
Especially if you're an Apple person, it's like you got to charge your phone and then your watch. And then now it's like magic bands have to be charged and all the devices, right? Then you got to charge like your battery pack for the park.
Your portable battery. Yep.
Yeah.
And some of the newer resorts have a lot of like extra USB ports and stuff. It just depends.
Some of them don't.
And some of them don't. Yeah. So you gotta be prepared. Let's move into the toilet for a moment. We always bring wipes and wipes for the tushy and spray for the bathroom because it is a tight space sometimes.
Yeah. We always bring matches, which is probably terrible for the plumbing, but we don't care because that's what we do in our house. We light matches.
That's so funny to me.
Which was not a thing for Doug was like, what do you mean? I was like, I mean, this is what I've always done my entire life. It's like when you poop and you need it to not stink, you light a match.
If it works, do what you got to do.
So now pretty much everywhere we go, I always bring matches. Because sometimes like, depending on the spray you have, it just smells like poop and spray. But with matches, it pretty much clears it right out. So
you don't like poopery?
No.
And here's like an actual thing. If you for some reason like don't have a spray and you need it, two things you can do. And this is Greg approved. I've done this before, proven. This is empirical evidence I'm about to submit to court here. One, grab any towel in the bathroom and just use it to move the air around because that gets the little poopicles, sharticles moving about in the room. And two, if nearby there's the lotion, just put it all over yourself, drop a little on the floor, put a little behind your ears.
You're something. Like, what? What poop? Just I didn't something. Poop. No one pooped.
I didn't poop. I moisturized. How the dare worst. You?
Well, and that's the hard part, especially in like the all-star things, because it's like your bathroom is like half of your room almost, yes. It feels like.
And I mean, there's a curtain. Really,
yeah, it's really hard to like mask that. I mean, you can shut that sliding door, but
yeah,
the airflow is the main problem.
Yep.
Because it's like there's not really a fan that's like moving things around. So I say go for the matches, everyone.
Yeah, do it.
And then you just like swirl your hand around in it when you blow it out. And it's the smoke fun. Is, sometimes you need two matches. Sometimes you need three.
You get to ignite your inner pyromaniac whenever you'd like.
I was like, where is he going with this towel? Like, I was literally like, where is he going with the towel? Thank God you went there. Okay, great. Good stuff.
Nicole often brings a pair of slippers that are just for travel. They're like the Mickey or Minnie, depending on like what cycle she's on. Like the big, like big yellow ones that they always think is so funny. But she only ever wears them in hotel rooms. I saw a few others say that they have travel slippers or footwear. Yeah. She also brings like slides too, just in case.
Yeah.
She always brings her own set of blankets and she's not alone. I saw a bunch. You also mentioned liquid hand soap. That's something she always brings.
Yeah, I always bring a liquid hand soap because they only give you the bar.
Yep.
They give you like little bars and I'm like, this. Me neither. I hate it.
I don't like it.
So yeah, that was the other thing I did forget to add. Liquid hand soap. I always bring one.
Yep. And if you are a DVC member and you're staying in any of the rooms, they always have like the liquid soap in there because they have like the hands plush. It's the combination hand and dish soap. So we bring ours just in case because we'll keep that in the bathroom and then we'll have like the other one in the sink where we like wash dishes and stuff.
Yeah.
But we have a little bit of a stock of that of our stay. So those are some of the things we bring. And I'm sure we'll mention a couple of other things that people bring when we get down to our responses to our Instagram story. All right. My next like topic of hotel hack is to stay cool. So I have some advice I would like to impart. This is not me telling you to do this. This is me letting you know there are some resources available. You can hop on a YouTube or on a Google and find out how to override your room's thermostat. Put it in VIP mode.
I'm like
mode,
here for this.
Put
like,
it in LEN mode, it's called sometimes, L-E-N.
Okay.
So what's nice about overriding it, and all you have to do is just know, and you don't have to know anything about, like I'm not a handy person, okay? Like I don't know anything about anything, but I know how to do this. So depending on what model, and all you have to do is just like put in the model. Is it the Honeywell this? Is it the thermostat that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you put it into the YouTube and there'll be a video. And it's this one guy, I always forget, right? It's the same thermostat, but the sensor stat, I think is the name of it. And I can never remember. So I know every time we go to California or every time we go to a certain resort here, it's the same guy's YouTube I'm watching. And it's like a minute long. The first 35 seconds are trash. And then the last half is him actually showing us how to do it. So there is a sequence of buttons you can press on the thermostat that will put it into a VIP mode or an LEN mode or whatever they call it. But it does two things. One, it allows you to go to a lower temperature. So it won't, usually I think depending on the resort, I believe 65 is usually the lowest you can go. Or 68. I think 68 was for it.
I think it's 68.
You can go lower than that in most hotel rooms if you do put it into override. But most importantly, and this is for you, Beth, is that it no longer requires motion to stay on.
Yes.
So, and they typically last for 24 hours. So you may have to do this every day, but boy, it's not that difficult once you figure out how to do it once.
Yeah.
Some of them are so easy. It's like, how do people not know this? Or like, how is this the sequence of buttons? Like, it's so silly.
How has this not been like a big thing on TikTok or whatever?
So that's the thing, is just Google that, go on YouTube, try to watch a video of it. It is something to do, but this is, again, I'm not telling you to do it. I'm letting you know that it is something that can be done. I would never. Who am I?
It can be done. So kind of on that, I will say one of the hacks that we do, we pretty much live in a cave when we're at Disney. We're like, close those curtains and do not open them back up.
Yeah.
For the most part, just because we're trying to keep the heat out.
Yep.
So obviously, you know, you can do the air conditioning hack, but something we like to do is you can take the hangers that are hanging up that have the clips on them and you can clip your curtains together.
Oh.
Using those hanger clips.
What a
good... Now, it kind of looks weird. You have like, you know, the thing hanging, but the hangers like there, but those clips are pretty strong, and so we use those to like basically keep the curtains clipped together.
What a great idea.
Yeah, truly. It could be great too if you have kids that are just like running around, and you know, you don't want somebody, you know, like half your family's in there naked because y'all are like getting ready for bed or something, and one of your kids is like, ah! Yeah. You know, it's like maybe some one of the ways to keep that from happening. So
that's so smart, because I've used like clothespins in the past because we just had like them on top of chip bags, just like enough. A bag, but you're right, it was never strong enough.
Yeah,
smart.
So that's another one we do.
Okay, cool.
All right, what's your next one?
My next big topic is research and request room location. So this is a bit of a pro tip here.
Agreed.
So this is more about finding a room that maybe is great for your overall sanity and quiet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to achieve a level of serenity that maybe is acceptable for a hotel room, it's never going to be as quiet as your own house, right? So again, room requests are just that, requests. And sometimes you can put in a request for a section as you're doing the mobile check-in on the app. Or if it doesn't allow you to get specific, feel free to swing by the front desk when you get there if your room's not ready yet, or if it is and you know that it's not really what you want. And this is what I would advise you look out for if you're trying to minimize the noise that is in and around your room. Now, this is, of course, dependent on the resort that you're in. But for the resorts that are a little more spread out, like most of your value and moderate resorts, where you want to be conscious of where the pool is in relation to your room, are there playgrounds near your room, is there a bus stop near your room, is your room attached to a lobby, if you open up your door, are you overlooking a lobby? And these are all things that exist in different resorts, different categories. Mm-hmm. So if you're not sure where your room might be, there are plenty of websites out there where if you put in a room, it'll show you. I think Touring Plans is a really great website, not at all affiliated. They just have really great information like this, you can put in a room number and it'll show you the room from like the view from the balcony and stuff. But nice. Just kind of get an idea of where that is and see how close is it to a pool. Because if you're near a pool or a playground, you're going to get a lot of foot traffic. You're going to get a lot of noise, especially in the middle of the day. Maybe you're heading back to your room to take a nap or something. So for value and moderate resorts, I would say, although a preferred room might be convenient because you're closer to the lobby or to the buses, it might not be for you if you're prioritizing your quiet time. Because if you're near the lobby or the buses, you're just going to get a lot of foot traffic. You're going to hear people walking by just all of
the time. You're also going to pretty much be near the pool. But if so, that's the thing. It's like, well, if a pool is your priority, though, then you might want that.
Right, exactly. At places like Riverside, we've requested a garden view because we know we're overlooking the shrubbery. Right? We're not overlooking a pool. We're not. Usually it's not like a high traffic path. It's usually more just like there's some bushes and stuff, and those are not really that noisy. If you're at a value or a moderate resort, perhaps you'd prefer a higher floor. This will decrease the passersby. So obviously if you're on the first floor, it's great to not have to haul your stuff up or go up and down the stairs, but you're getting a lot of foot traffic outside depending on where you are because everyone has to walk by where you are. But if you're on the second, third, or some buildings have a fourth floor. We've stayed at Art of Animation a bunch, and one of the nice things about staying on the fourth floor is you don't have anyone above you. You've minimized your foot stomping that you may have to hear at whatever time of night. That's also one less wall you're sharing, so you'll hear one small portion less of flushes and things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So something to think about. I know that it might be a pain to go upstairs, but if you're really looking to maximize your the quiet aspect of the room, a high floor might be for you. Just in general, just kind of figure out where you think you might want to be and see if you can get that area in that room. But of course, be patient. You might not always get it because it could be a very busy time. The resort could be full, or you only booked a certain category. Maybe what you're looking for is not the category you want. And that just comes with experience as you stay in these resorts.
That was a good one. Yeah, I mean, I put like go for a preferred room if you can afford it. But again, it just all depends on your priority. So for me, it's more like we want to be preferred because at the end of the day, we don't want to have that like super long walk back to our
totally understandable
because your legs are already about to fall off. So by the time you get to your resort, it's like, our room is where? Remember we had friends and it was like their first trip with their kids. And I just remember that she was like, it was literally like almost a mile to get to their room once they hit the lobby of their hotel.
Oh,
that's gotta be awful. So we always just say, if you can afford it, like try to get a preferred room if that's a priority for you. So let's talk about musky room smells. You talked about a musky room smell happening to you before.
Yeah.
But one thing that you can do to help that is You can take those little air freshener clips like that you use in the car for car vents, and you can clip those on the air vents of the air conditioner in your room.
Okay.
And that will kind of keep it, you know, maybe use like a Gain scent, something that's laundry-like.
Something fresh.
And it will make it smell fresh in there.
Oh my gosh, what a good
idea. But I mean, I think the main thing is just like airflow.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, listen, bring a fan. Just bring a fan because you need the airflow. Because that's my thing is like, nothing's going to dry if you don't have air flowing through there. And that's the big thing in Florida, especially, is like all the damp things. Your towels for being damp. So that was like one of the things that I'm like, just hang things up. Like hang things up that like as much as you can while you're there. Use the hangers. Use the like things on the walls. I mean, I know that Amazon even has some things that you can use where they like kind of screw in. They're like suction things that you can screw on.
Oh, yeah.
To like add more hanging space. So do what you can. Anything that's damp or wet, like hang it up, because otherwise nothing's just going to get, because that's the thing. There's not a lot of, I guess like hanging spaces, if you will.
There is not. Yeah.
So I feel like those little suction things would be great, because you can even put those on the backs of the door. Like the door to your room even to add extra.
Yep.
And there's other like flat surfaces usually in those rooms where you can hang things like that. Even if you want to use the command hooks that have the sticky part that you just pull and it comes off.
Yeah. And you're not going to chip the paint or anything.
Some of those can be worth it too. So.
Okay.
Yeah. What you got? What's another one?
Next is rely on the quote amenities of the resort. So like me, I'm cooking and eating in my room, so I like to stay stocked on the utensils. I know you mentioned earlier about bringing your own, and I usually bring like one or two of my own just in case like I forget to stock up. But I usually am swinging by the food court to get their forks, knives, spoons, plates, napkins, condiments.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're staying and time of day when you visit, you might be able to score some honey, some little peanut butter cups, like individual peanut butter, jelly. Sometimes they even have tea if you're staying at maybe a... I don't even know if it's all resorts or not, but I feel like I've seen them even at Moderates too. So you never know what you're going to get. I would also recommend if you are staying at a resort that has food in the gift shops and like the type of food you can prepare, like a loaf, even something as simple as a loaf of bread. You could buy a loaf of bread from the gift shop, use the toaster that's in the quick service location, and grab their peanut butter and jelly. And if it's not there, grab it in the morning and bring it back. You can make your own PB&J. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to toast it, you could do whatever, a little toast and peanut butter.
Yeah.
You might be able to make a little meal out of something where you only bought the bread. So I would say take advantage of that. I used to eat what I called walking PB&J, which was I would take a cup of the peanut butter and a cup of the jelly and then take a little spoonful of each and they would meet in my mouth. No bread or anything. I would just bring them to the park. Like this was not necessarily a hot day situation because it gets a little funky. But even if you bring it back to the room, just a little something. It's almost a little bit of a cheat, if you will.
A little protein in there. A little bit of sweetness. Yeah, a little something, protein.
So I would say just visit the food court. Even if you don't buy the food there, see what is available for you to take back to your room. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes they'll have bags and like plates and stuff. So you can put everything in the bag and then just take it away. And then boom, you have a whole set of kitchenware in your room from the food court.
Especially those plates. That's a good one.
Yes.
Because if you're like making sandwiches and stuff, you need some plates.
Yep.
And then you don't have to bring your own.
And that napkins, by the way, because in the room, you either have hand towels, right, from the sink or toilet paper. So I always make sure to bring some napkins.
That's why I like to do the paper towels.
Yep.
But napkins is another great one if you don't have them. This is like another room hack. So if you need more counter space, you can pop up the ironing board and use that to like lay things out. So if you have space for it in your room, you can pop that board up. You can cover it with stuff if you need to, if you're making food or, you know, like cling wrap or whatever, like if you need to put something down so that it doesn't get gross, you can use that. But it's just great for counter space. Like if you need to lay everybody's clothes out or magic bands or like whatever for the next day, it's like a nice long kind of like bench area for you to do that, so that you're not having to like rely on another counter space somewhere else, especially in the smaller rooms. It's like use that ironing board, because a lot of times you just don't have enough counter space for things.
It's a great hack to quote Beth, pop that board up.
Pop that board up.
Yes.
You just pop that board right on up. And then you have yourselves a nice little long counter space.
That's so interesting. Because I actually like sometimes do iron because in the packing, like just things get wrinkled. But I never even thought about that.
But yeah, you can also use it to iron.
If that is true. It is an ironing board.
You know, some people bring those little like handheld irons that they make now that are so easy to use.
Yeah.
But it's nice that they still have the ironing board. All right, what else you got?
I got one more, and this is less of a hack and more of a piece of advice. And that advice is to move in. This, to me, just makes the vibe totally different. And that is fully unpacking. So I know this might depend on how long you're staying in that room and whatever. But I just like unpacking. I like placing my clothes in the drawers. And most importantly, hiding the suitcase. To me, hiding the suitcase makes it feel like this is where I live now. I'm not on vacation necessarily. Yeah. All my stuff's in a drawer and I feel like a human being.
Yeah.
I think it's convenient, maybe easier to live out of the suitcase because you don't have to unpack and repack. But I have grown to really like to unpack, put the suitcase away. I'm not thinking about traveling, going back home. I'm just pretending like I'm living there for a little bit.
Yeah.
And of course, I know it's not always possible if you're there for a little short trip or if you just have a lot of stuff. Just try it out. You never know. Yeah. Someone had actually written that in. Shout out to Stephanie, who said she recently unpacked and it was a game changer for her. And it made me happy to see that because I've seen the light on that as well. And I think it really enhances the trip.
Yeah.
So I would say try it out next time and see what you think.
I'm still like too scared to do it because I feel like if I do that, I'm definitely going to leave something. So I have like gotten to where when we go to the beach with Doug's family, I will do it because I'm like, at least I know I don't have to worry about like somebody else will find it if I leave something. But when we go to Disney, I don't know. I'm just like too afraid.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave something. I don't know why. I just am. All right. Well, that's a wrap on our stuff. Let's go to the listeners and see what you guys said for our hacks. We'll start with Hannah. Hannah basically says, she says, I always bring my hair dryer because theirs are never strong enough.
Interesting.
I agree with that. I feel like typically hotel hair dryers are just not enough. And if you're like really trying to do a blowout and you're trying to like really make your hair look good, you need to bring your own thing, especially if it's like Ionic or whatever. Just bring your own. You know what I mean?
What you mean, Beth, because well, you me, don't. A light breeze gets you the don't. Job done.
That's true. I feel like a lot of times it's like they're really hot and they don't put off enough air.
Yeah.
And to me, that's like annoying because you're already sweaty because it's Florida. Mm. And so I feel like I'm going to need mine because mine, like I have different temperatures, right? Yeah. I can make it cool. And then, you know, once you're sweating, you like use it to like blow under your arms because you're just sweating it all out. But you can't do that with the hotel ones. They're just not nice enough.
Remind me of another use of the hair dryer. So if you have a hair dryer that does get really hot, but doesn't blow a lot of air, so it starts to get that hair dryer smell.
Yes. You
know? Also a great, potentially a good way to mask a certain smell in the area. Listen, so you get desperate. You got to do what you got to do.
Smells like burnt hair.
Yeah, it smells better like burnt poop. Listen,
better
okay?
than poop. All right, moving on.
Christy, Vicky, and a few others mentioned a bin for dirty laundry, but I think they were the ones who were not necessarily talking. They said bin, so I didn't know if they meant a collapsible or like you mentioned, like that collapsible more fat. I'm just picturing more of a fabric-y type one, like that clothy one that you can just, as you mentioned, lay down on your back. So that seemed to be very popular.
Those laundry bins, too, are just like easy to so throw so much stuff in them to travel with, so like if you're driving, but... okay, Emily said order groceries like breakfast and snack items.
And I wanted to add a little addendum to this. So yes, you can do food deliveries. Obviously, Emily has done it. That's why she's suggesting it. But I do want to note that Disney does have a package handling policy in place, and that does include currently a $6 fee for package handling. Now, do they always charge you that? No, it seems to be inconsistent, but I just want to throw it out there so you aren't surprised by it. But, I mean, truthfully, if you're getting a food delivery, that the food you're paying for plus the $6 fee is still likely to be cheaper than buying breakfast and lunch every day if you're trying to prepare some food or just have some snacks and stuff in the room for yourself. Jen Drennan, shout out to Jen Drennan, pack clothes in packing cubes that can be easily put into the drawers.
That's a good tip. I actually do that when we go to the beach.
Oh,
I don't know why I didn't think of that when we go to Disney, but I do. And it's easier to like, especially if you have kids, it's easier to be like, okay, this is so-and-so's pack, and this is so-and-so's pack, and this is so-and-so's pack. And then you just open those up like they're little drawers that fit in the drawers and you can keep them together. So good tip, Jen Drennan. All right, Maddie Warren, she's with me. She says travel fan.
Yep.
I'm telling you, bring a travel fan. I think she's talking about what I'm talking about. Like, you know, something that's larger than like a handheld that you can put up and keep that air flowing in your hotel room. So travel fan, definitely.
Matt K. Disney suggests that we bring portable white noise machines. Mm-hmm. As he says, all those heavy door slams and toilet flushes are sleep killers. And yeah. A side note here, if you can't fit a white noise machine in your luggage, perhaps finding a white noise app on your phone might suffice. That might do the trick.
Yeah,
something to help drown out the screams sometimes.
The screams. The bloody murder screams. Really, it's just the tired kid screams.
Yeah.
Cornbread in the castle. Get it. Love that name. They say good toilet paper and disposable hand towels. It's a good tip. Yeah, the toilet paper, faux show. Mm. I feel like we usually do try to, now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like we do grab a couple of rolls because, man, that toilet paper, it's like one ply. And then you're just going through it because
you have to.
And if you poop, man, gosh, you're just there wiping like forever, I feel like. So that's a good tip. Good toilet paper and disposable hand towels.
Where am I? Erica says, next time I'm bringing a travel-sized bottle to steal some body wash. Of course, we're referring to
Erica.
Those rooms where they have the dispensers put up in the bathtub, right? Yeah. Or in the shower. As opposed to the ones that still have the individual bottles that you're able to take.
Get you some travel bottles. All right. Now, girl Sam, DVC Millennial. Hey, Sam. How are you? She said, owner's locker. And Greg, do you want to elaborate
a little
bit on
what is owner's locker? According to their website, it is, quote, owner's locker is a service that allows you to store your vacation gear in Orlando and have it delivered to your hotel or resort every time you visit. So it's a really interesting thing. Non-sponsor. You do pay for like an annual, it's a one-time fee and then an annual subscription. And depending on your annual, one of the one up from the bottom includes one free visit. So you have to pay $15 every time they transport it to your room and $15 back. So $30 every time you go. But if this is important to you, and it is because a lot of people use this.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who do this. But they basically hold a bin of your stuff. So like the things that you don't need to discard, especially like if you're bringing paper towels and things that are dry goods that aren't going to go bad or you hear a couple times a year. They say on their website, if you travel at least once every other year, I might say maybe once a year, right? You want to make sure you're getting your money's worth. But they'll hold your stuff for you in temperature controlled spaces and then they deliver it to your resort and then you get your bin full of stuff. So you don't have to worry about packing it every single time.
It's a very interesting concept. Genius idea.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like an owner's closet. I mean, you know, your own little owner's closet.
It's smart.
Wonder how big the bins are. We'll have to look it up.
And our last one we'll mention is from Molly, who brings drawer organizers to corral countertop items. So in other words, those little things you might even put like pens and pencils in, like desk organizers.
Yeah.
Things like that, which is great for someone like me that is, I get cluttered easily. I should show you all my desk one day that I'm standing at right now as we record this. It's a cluttered thing. I don't organize. So the best way to be organized is to start organized. So as you're
rolling I'm constantly, when we're traveling, I'm constantly like, okay, let's put all this together. And that's a good idea to bring those, to put them together like on the countertop. That would make my little heart, my little ADHD heart very happy. Good stuff. Well, thank you guys for sending those in for us. And I hope all of these have been helpful. Maybe some things you haven't thought about. So let us know if there's anything else that you think of that you didn't think of before and that we haven't mentioned.
Disney was kind of busy releasing a bunch of news. We took a week off so that you could, I don't know, recuperate from a surgery and so I can go gallivant around Fort Wilderness. And it was like boom, 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 boom with the announcements.
It's like all these little nuggets. And I was like, it's not like a ton of like deep news, but it is a lot of nugs. We're going to share some things. I'll kick us off. The first thing that popped up was Disney Cruise Lines. The next ship has been announced, their third Wish-class ship. It's going to be called the Disney Destiny, and the ship will actually be themed to heroes and villains.
The Double D.
Double D. It's heroes and villains. It's coming in 2025, they say. It's going to be characters from The Lion King, Hercules, 101 Dalmatians, and more will be featured on the Disney Destiny.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So if you're in for that, I think that's going to be a cool one.
Yeah. I'll take us to Disney World for the 30th anniversary of The Lion King coming up. And they are doing a celebration at Animal Kingdom Park June 10th through September 6th. So pretty much the whole summer where as part of the celebration,
like
you'll be able
season.
To meet Rafiki and Timon. Mm-hmm. And they didn't announce like a lot of specifics, but they did say there'd be some special menu items. I think some merchandise has already been, some of the merchandise has already been teased or announced. Yeah. So if you're traveling here during that time, June 10th and September 6th, keep an eye out for the Lion King 30th anniversary celebration at Animal Kingdom Park.
Yeah, you know why they're doing that? Because it's a circle of life and it moves us all. Okay, it's good stuff.
We're all just happy to hear that you still have it.
Thank you.
Without,
thank
I don't you. Know, maybe you'd be weak from the surgery. They welcome. Accidentally yeah. injured you in a way that ruined your singing career, but nope.
Drugs are bad and kind, but sometimes drugs are good and kind. All right, next up, the Celebración Encanto sing-along will be debuting at Epcot on June 10th. I mean, if you're not doing this, like, what are you even doing?
Who knows?
They're going to be doing a sing-along. I don't know where in Epcot they're doing this. Maybe in Mexico?
Oh, bet. That's the headline. See, this is like the sub-headline. The big headline is where they're doing it. I thought that might be your third item. So where they're doing the sing-along is in the what will be the newly opened communicore.
Oh, yes.
So that's the
yes.
building they're
okay.
doing the construction for.
Okay, sorry. The note here does say, like, additionally, communicore Plaza. It says, and communicore Hall and Mickey and Friends spaces will be open. So I didn't realize that's where
they
it was going to be happening.
Yeah, they didn't, like, announce it like that. But it's yes, they're
yeah.
saying that
it was weird the way that they worded
this.
It then. Okay, yep. cool. So, yeah, then communicore Plaza and communicore Hall and Mickey and Friends spaces will be open at Epcot also. All of that is on June 10th. So get ready to talk about Bruno. You know that's going to be part of it.
It has to be, right?
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no. All those songs are going to be coming back.
On April 7th, pin trading with cast members returns. So now they've got the boards up. And listen, I know a little something about this. Don't ask me how. I don't work with pin trading. I don't work in merchandise. But I do know something, and I'm excited about it. And I'm not allowed to talk about it. But I will say that some of the pins that will be traded are a new kind, and I'm very excited for you all too. Anyway, but April 7th is when that starts. So just about 2 weeks, you'll be able to pin, like, walk up to a cast member. Don't pin the cast member. Yeah. You're able to walk up to the cast member and pin trade with them instead of just having to kind of do the less personal off of a pin board.
Super fun. I can't wait to hear what your insider tip is when we're done
the
recording.
Hot goss.
And the last one I have here is, guess who's back? Mr. and Mrs. Bunny have returned to Magic Kingdom. I forgot that the Easter bunnies come out in Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Right now they are out, and they are out from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. for the season. You can find them daily at the Enchanted Glade Gazebo in Liberty Square.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's where all, like, the specialty characters meet, where Santa meets during the Christmas party.
They're quite adorable too.
Jack and Sally meet over there.
But also... Yeah. Have you ever heard of a Miss Bunny? I mean, I've never heard of a Miss Bunny in my whole life growing up. But I guess Mr. Bunny, Mr. Easter Bunny.
He put a ring on it.
He put a ring on it. Oh, good stuff. You got one more?
My last little nug is about Star Tours. So April 5th, Star Tours will be updated. We've talked about this. We knew it was coming,
previous.
But now we have a date. That's April 5th. And you may see an adventure that includes Ahsoka Tano. Oh, gosh. I don't know all these people's names.
I didn't want to say the names. That's why I put that one on your
Andor,
side.
Andor, Din Djarin, Grogu, Gragu. I know Grogu.
Grogu.
But they'll be a part of the Star Tours attraction in our Hollywood Studios Park here at Walt Disney World.
You know what I got to say about that? Welcome to the family, Madrigal.
Oh, gosh.
We're part of the family, Madrigal.
All right, we'll go back in time for some Disney history.
Hustra.
As always, brought to you in partnership with The Mouselets. Make sure you're following along on TikTok, their Instagram. Visit their website for some fun merch. That's themouselets.com.
Get in their private chat on Instagram.
They got
the private chats going. I'm taking us all the way back to 1989. This is when the Walt Disney World Casting Center opened in Florida.
Oh.
The official center for employment and recruiting for the Walt Disney World Resort. The building was located across from the downtown Disney complex. Was designed by architect Robert A. N. Stern. And that was this week in 1989.
So long ago.
Yeah.
I've been there a handful of times.
Was that boring for you?
I'm sorry. I yawned everyone, okay? No one knows, though, because...
Listen, we really do need to start a yawn counter. People don't realize how much Greg yawns.
I yawn. I don't know what it is.
A couple weeks ago, and you were like, do I? And I'm like, are you serious? You yawn, like, all the time during episodes.
I yawn when people are talking to me. It's
well,
so
bizarre.
Well, and
I have to not look at you, because then if I look at you too much, then I want to yawn, so...
But now... we're talking about.
I can't help it.
I'm gonna yawn. Okay.
Anyways,
what
is
your... I'll take us back to 2016. So this week, 8 years ago, the Town Square meet and greet with Marie, you know, one of the cats from Aristocats, was ended. It was removed from Walt Disney World. I don't know that I knew that. I remember sometimes seeing Marie walking around Town Square, I don't remember. I guess I didn't really think it was like an official Town Square meet and greet.
She was like the only French thing walking around, I guess. I don't know.
I guess so. But anyway, that was a thing over
there. They're like, you know what, France? Get out of here. right? Wasn't it France?
France? Yes.
Or is it UK? Yeah, it was France.
Yeah.
France. Yeah, because she's real big over there in Disneyland Paris. All right, before Greg wraps us up for today, I feel like I was a little bit spicy today. If you, I mean, honestly, I feel like I have a lot more energy today.
Okay, good.
You know, before the surgery, there's just a lot of other things going on. But anyways, if you like what you heard today, you're welcome. I'm just kidding. Feel free to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can leave a review for us on iTunes as well and tell us that we're not disgusting. And it just helps other people be able to locate us on their platform of choice. In the world of Disney pods, we know there's a lot out there. We appreciate each and every one of them. You can follow along with us on Instagram as well. We are at That Park Life Podcast. If you'd like to leave us a question, you can do that on our Instagram highlight. It's Ask Beth and Greg. We love to answer your fun questions. You can follow our personal Instagram accounts. I am at The Real Beth McDonald.
And I am at The Disney Greg.
Yes. And we also have other projects that we do, even though we are just huge Disney nerds. Greg does the Quick Escape Pod, and it is a non-Disney related pod. They talk about all kinds of things, and it's quite hilarious. Please go check it out. You get another glimpse into Greg's life. And I'm at Simplistic Thrills, just doing some fun, like, merchandising things over there. So something a little creative outlet for me. So you can check out things over there. If you want to submit a request for an episode, share a magical cast member moment, look up previous episodes, send us an email or a message, you can do all of those things over at thatparklifepodcast.com. That is our website. And lastly, if you want to join our lovely gang of Diz nerds, you can head over to patreon.com/thatparklifepodcast and join the crew. We've got a bunch of different options over there for you to join us. We have gifts. We have travel planning. We have a Discord channel. We just have lots of different options for you to get more content out of us and more things from us. So head over to that patreon.com/thatparklifepodcast for those. Lastly, don't forget our Amazon shopping list. Yeah, we still do have that, guys. You can look at the link in the description. Basically, we do, I do have to tell you, we do get a little kickback, but it costs nothing to you. And it's just a list of things that we like to use in the parks. Greg also has some stuff that he likes to do for running, for Disney running, things you just may not have thought about and things that we recommend.
And some of the things that we talked about that I mentioned I bring to the room are in our list. So
Sure I need to add my fan to that, my oscillating fan. All right, Greg, take it away.
Before a quote, I do want to draw attention to our reviews for a moment because I just looked real quick while you were mentioning it. And we did get a nice review within the last like 48 hours. But the reason why I'm bringing it up is that it's a real review, everybody. It's a positive review. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't draw attention to it. Although we do still laugh about the one that someone labeled us dirty and disgusting. Yeah. But this sounds like a plant. It's very well written and very complimentary, but I promise everyone it's a real one. It's almost like we wrote a commercial for ourselves and it's this review. So I'm very grateful. Yeah. So thank you to this user who's
I haven't even seen it yet.
It's
could it be because I wrote it? I'm just
oh
kidding.
My gosh. You wrote, maybe you wrote it and didn't remember because you were hopped up on the drugs.
Maybe I was on anesthesia. And I was like, you know what? Amanda. Anyways.
Okay, so we've been talking about our hotel room hacks this episode, and I do believe that getting your hotel room set up so that you can relax and recharge is important. I do think it's an important component of your vacation, and I think that it is more likely to have a good time if you're rested. And I thought, take a cue from Winnie the Pooh, who once said, quote, "Let's begin by taking a smallish nap or two." And that's really how I approach my vacations in the middle of the day.
Oh, boy. Have a good week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, y'all.